Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Cantrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Guy Cantrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koenig tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Stone reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hudlin. Stone moves to third. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Funk reaches third base with a triple. Stone scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Cantrell covering, for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Cantrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantrell bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Milt Schaffner now pitching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman bunts towards the mound. Cantrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Montague moves to second. One out. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Montague moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Jameson scores. Porter moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Porter scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-0 in the game. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to second. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaffner bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Goldman moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldman scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Porter moves to third. It's 10-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Akers can't make a play. That's a base hit. Porter scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 11-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goldman hits a line drive towards third. Akers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaffner strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 13-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaffner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Montague hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0 for 3 in the game. Schaffner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Schaffner reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Schaffner moves to third. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground for a single. Schaffner scores. It's 14-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-3 in the game. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akers moves to third. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Akers scores. Hargrave moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-5, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gehringer scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 14-6, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-7, Indians. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Akers takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.